and most of them now has laid it aside. The younger generation don't go all out for it.
Would you consider that if someone called you a foot washing Baptist, would that be would you consider that an insult?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Tipper, because they don't understand the meaning of all of it. No, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't feel bad about it because I feel sorry for them more than anything, anything else.
What about, have you traveled very much?
Well,
I know you went to Texas one time. Will you say just a little bit about that?
Not too
maybe
much.
When it was? And
yeah, I went with William Key. That's one of the preacher boys that grew up in my community. We associated together since we was about 15 years old. And one of his vacations, our vacation, 1936, he and his mother asked me to go with them out in Texas, and I did. We stayed out 2 weeks. We saw a lot of country. A lot of times you look till you get tired of looking and just turn it off. But we just went just about all over the whole state of Texas, part of Oklahoma. He was visiting his uncles out there, a fellow John. And then he had some cousins up at Plainview, Austin, Waco, and now a lot of people laugh at it. They even had people at Mule Shoe. But that was a pretty nice little country town. Country folks. One of the main things I liked about out there so well, person could introduce you to those people out there and tell them how you were, explain your personality to them, and you was turned loose just like one of the family and never look back on you. But we don't have that in this part of the country too well now. We got people that shall I say the hands get sticky? Which they ought not, but they do. And we stayed out on this trip, I believe it was 2 weeks or thereabouts. Hot, oh my, it was hot. A few days we first got out there, you could put a bundle of fodder up beside the house and they'd hold it up there.
What's fodder?
Bleach comes off the corn, you know, you used to pull. That's the plant that grows your roast ears and the new corn and all. But now when the wind quit blowing, that fodder fell to the ground, you got hot. Day and night, it didn't cool off in at night. But I wouldn't want that trip now. Mm-mm. That's too long. We drove 3,757 miles, I believe, on that 2 weeks.
When was that?
1936.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was 1936. First part of August, 36.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions and just respond to them. And some of the things you may not have a word for, and that's okay if you don't. And let's see.